Amen, amen. You're the only worthy one. The only worthy one. Only worthy one. I'm feeling real cool tonight, everybody. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like that guy. I'm a force to be reckoned with. And I'm glad I'm beginning to see myself the way God sees me. God sees me as a cool guy. God sees me as a force to be reckoned with. Christ said, greater works ye should do, because you have not yet seen, but believe. And so we wasn't there to witness Jesus walking here in the earth. We didn't witness firsthand Jesus healing the sick, raising the dead. We didn't witness him preaching, turning 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread into enough to feed over 5,000 men and their families. We didn't witness all that, but we heard. And so for the Lord to tell us greater works we should do, because we didn't see, but yet we believe, that goes to show us and tell us the power of belief. Don't take belief lightly tonight. What the scriptures talks about, that a man sets in his heart, I believe, that what he has in his heart, he will accomplish, something like that, paraphrasing. But what you set out to do, what you focus on,
the man set his mind to, that
his mind
shall
to,
he accomplish.
That yeah. shall he accomplish. Mm-hmm. See, your mind is set on what you believe in. That's a set mind. That's what that mind believes. It's set. And belief can go both ways. You can believe for on some ungodly stuff, and that stuff will manifest.
You set your mind to that.
Because that's what you, that's a principle that God has given us in the belief realm. So just imagine if we really believe what the Lord says, if we really believe what he said and set our mind to it, have a set mind to know that I'm the head and not the tail. And believe, I mean, believe that thing. Have a set mind that death cannot conquer me. Death can't. And really believe for that. Death can still happen. Hear me. Death still happens, but it doesn't have to conquer you. See, when you're conquered by death, that means you are that. Conquered. It overpowered. It controls. It has dominion. When something has been conquered. Hold on, let me. Y'all got me feeling some sort of way tonight. Yeah, we're going to get into the introduction and all that. For those first time callers, we hadn't gone through our regular idea. Conquered. Having been overcome and taken control of. Overcome and taken control of. Death. See, death can't take control of us. Because to live is Christ. The Bible says to die is gain. Because death can't hinder you for eternity. You won't experience death for eternity. Mm-hmm. When you follow Christ. There's a transition. Death couldn't conquer Jesus. Yet he died. But he didn't die by death. He died by made up mind. He died with the belief in what God said. Mm-hmm. He said, no man can take my life except I lay it down. I give it up. And when you control it, when you can give it up, when you give it up, death, you have conquered death. And not death conquering you. And so when you accept Jesus, ooh, feel me tonight. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is at that moment, that very moment, that you have received the keys, the key to conquering death. You've received permission to conquer death, the ability to conquer death. Yeah, we all gonna leave this world. But we all ain't gonna die. We all ain't gonna die. Cause I know that in hell, I think the scripture talks about that repeated feeling in that experience, because that's where death resides. Anything related to death is there. Can you imagine dying and not knowing, not accepting Jesus as your Lord, and the way you die was tragic? Let's say you was burned alive. In that way that you felt, you feel forever. That pain is with you. That misery is with you forever. Horrible. I can imagine. But we have power tonight. We have everything that we need through Christ Jesus. And with that being said, welcome to PGN. We're grateful to have you all tonight, the Prophetic Grace Network. I am one of your hosts, Terrence. Mm-hmm. My beloved wife is back tonight. Thank God. Clap it up for her. She had Sunday off. She wasn't feeling good. And yesterday, she celebrated another birthday, which we're really grateful for that. You know, that God still saw fit to have her here. And to be such a blessing to the body of Christ and to this world. So tell everybody.
Hello, I'm your other host, Tanisha. It's June 9th, 2021. It is, let's see what time it is. It's 7:16 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I am excited to be here. Thank you all for your prayers from Sunday night. And if Lisa's listening, you know, it was confirmation what you said that I need to be refreshed. And even mm-hmm. yesterday, that's what I did for my birthday. I didn't do anything. I had the day off from work, and I just refreshed. And I felt better today. I even looked a little different. Like, I looked mm-hmm. refreshed because I've been, like, just tired. You know, bags under my eyes and all that. That's not a good look. But I noticed today I didn't have that. And I know it's because I really took the full day and didn't do anything.
You and your cat.
You know, sometimes sometimes we got to, like, really just learn the art of refreshing and not always doing
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to be wore out. And I am grateful to God to see another birthday, see another year on this earth, and to be used. And I want to make sure that I'm being used at the best. You know, I want to be my best.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I'm working on with the Lord, is how to not burn out in life. Because we can. We've got a lot of stuff going on. You know, most people, it's not just a one-stop shop. We have all these different roles, right? You know, you're a worker. You might be a parent. You might be a spouse, brother, sister. You might be part of some sort of organization or some sort of group or whatever, and you have roles and responsibilities and duties, and all of these different roles are pulling on you and taking some of your time. But you have to be able to just sometimes just be. Just be who God made you to be without expending energy. Sometimes you got to just rest and not do anything. And I know for me, that's hard. I'm naturally kind of restless. I always have been. Mm-hmm. So I have to make a conscious effort to rest.
Yes.
And I have to tell myself the benefit of it. You know, I look at it like a computer. If you just keep your computer on all the time, you never shut it off, you never do a restart, you know, it won't get all the necessary updates it needs. It will burn it out quicker. You know, it won't work in the way that it was purposed and designed to work because it's always on. And that's the people. Sometimes we feel like we always have to be on, but we need to sometimes just do a restart or sometimes just say no. You know, if somebody wants to pull in your time, say no. You know, two simple letters combined can really do a world of good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And like Terrence always says, no is a complete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, what I got for you tonight is, you know, learn from me, take the time to refresh. And just yesterday wasn't the first day, you know, that I've done that, but I'm just saying that it was just a reminder from the Lord that I really need to take more time to do that, where I just don't do anything, where I just relax. So that was really nice. But I'm glad to be back tonight, and I'm excited, as always. We're always excited to be used by the Lord and to hear what he has to say to us collectively as a body and individually, because God is speaking, and we just need to make sure that we have an ear to hear what the Lord says, and like Terrence said, that we are setting our mind on the right things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things that you could be setting your mind to. But set your mind on the things that God has put before you. You know, because the enemy will put things before you. Look at how he tried to tempt Jesus, like showing him things, putting things before him, right? But we need to set our mind on things that, excuse me, that God has put before us. Can you hand me my beverage?
I don't know what that was. What you were talking?
I was pointing.
I was looking like...
He was looking confused, like, what are you doing? But, yeah, we have to set our mind to the things that God has for us, you know, because What man sets his mind to, that shall he accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
What are you setting your mind to? What are you setting your mind to? You know,
absolutely.
Because God spoke that. It's the truth. And that's why he had to confuse the languages when they were trying to build the Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had collectively set their mind to build this tower all the way to heaven. Now, that sounds absolutely ridiculous, that man would be able to create a tower that goes out of the atmosphere, right, into outer space, all the way up to heaven. It's just, when you say it, it sounds ridiculous, but to know that God knew that they would be able to do it, how much more can we accomplish things that are in the earth? These people were going to be able to accomplish building a tower all the way to heaven. So if God is telling you to go back to school and, oh, I'm too old, or I don't have enough time, or I'm this and the other, you can accomplish it.
Mm-hmm.
If God's telling you to start that ministry, you can accomplish it. If God is telling you that you can lose weight, to follow that eating plan and to drink more water, whatever he's telling you to do, that you can be the best parent that you want to be, or you can be the best spouse, whatever he's telling you, set your mind to it, because you can accomplish it if you set your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
So those things pale in comparison to people building a tower all the way to heaven. So how much more can you accomplish the things in this earth, especially when God has told you that these things are for you? when he's giving you the green light, so to speak.
Yeah.
So set your mind on those things. Don't set your mind as cause strife and, you know, be a nuisance to people or cause problems or, you know, don't do that. Because you'll accomplish that, and that's not the type of stuff you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll sow bad seeds doing that.
Right.
Set your mind to accomplish the things that God would desire for you. And set your mind on good things. Think on things that are lovely and true. What does the word of God have to say? You know, think on those things. Set your mind that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Set your mind on that. So that when obstacles come your way, you're like, okay, obstacle, I see you. But I'm going to set my mind to, I'm going to conquer this. Because I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. The mind realm is such a powerful realm, and it's one that we need not take lightly. We need to make sure that we're feeding on good things in our mind, you know, it's not just filling it up with junk and news and doom and gloom and all these things. There's so many things that want to jump into your mind, but make sure that you are filling it with the Word of God and that you're not just reading the Word, but you're a doer of the Word, most importantly. And set your mind to that. Set your mind that you're going to read your scriptures every day, that you'll have like a, you know, not just reading one verse and going about your business, which that's better than nothing, but actually feeding on the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Set your mind that you're going to meditate on the Word day and night. Set your mind that you're going to have prayer and conversation with God, you know, back and forth conversation, not just you know, complaining or whatever, but actually thanking him and being worshiping and letting him know what you're wanting, you know, done or wanting to accomplish or asking him for the help and listening. Set your mind to those things, because if you do, you'll accomplish them. A lot of people say, I don't have time. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of a mindset. You know, you can set your watch, you set your alarm, right? Every day you set your alarm to wake up at a certain time, unless you just have one of those bodies where you just get up at a certain time every day. But you set it so that you can accomplish getting up at a certain time. So it's not a matter of time getting away from you. You're setting it so that your time, you know, you wake up at a certain time. And look at your mental the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say what you can't do and what you need. Oh, I can't do this because I need this. And I set your mind to do it, and then it'll work itself out. But first, it starts with the mind. Set your mind to that. So that's the word I got. That was definitely off the fly, as always.
Mm-hmm.
And a good word that we all need to be, you know, reminded of. We know these things, but God is, he'll remind us that it's a matter of, a lot of the times, just setting our mind to it. I set my mind that I'm going to be at optimum health. I set my mind that I'm going to, you know, make myself available to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to set my mind to not have stinking thinking and not be negative about things. I'm going to set my mind to cook healthy meals for my family. I'm going to set my mind to drink my water every day. Set your mind to those things. It's like you set your alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Man, that's definitely like a for real way of life. Because when you set your mind, like you were saying, don't be having it on stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And as we challenge, you know, it's a challenge to get your mind set, because some of us are set in worry.
Right.
Our minds, we believe God, but we worry.
Right.
We worry about it. You know, our mind is set to worry. Our mind is set to doubt. Be doubting unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Just doubt. And so to really set your mind is to train your mind to consistently make a conscious effort toward that you're focused on. Telling your focused individual is a bad joker. And
mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about it in no negative way. A made-up mind, man, is powerful.
Yes, it is.
Powerful. I know it. I know it. But I made my mind up on several things. before my life and have seen the outcome, everything that I made my mind up to do, literally, the things that I made my mind up to do got done. Because sometimes we can make our mind up to a point.
Right.
And then begin to focus on something else. So the thing is with God is continuous. It's not for us to just make our mind up, for the summer. fall, man, I'm going to take a break. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not what we're talking about. It's an everyday relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a consistent, conscious, continuous effort, focus, training yourself. Like Tanisha was saying, think on these things. You know, you got to start putting that thinking in into play, mm-hmm. into action. Start thinking it. And you're going to build an appetite for it, a desire for it, a thirst, a hunger. And you're going to have actions that correlate with your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They line right up with it. They conducive to one another. It helps it. It supports it. So that's what this is. That's what this is. And one thing I thank God for is it's really giving me and my wife a way to kind of simplify things, because the word is simple. You know, I don't really try to come at you guys about this old off the wall type of theological type of explanations, you know, and things like that. But we just try to come very authentically and really just the way God gives it to us. This is how he's made us. If I tried to deviate out, I would be like, whew, it'd be kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very hard for me to keep that up. It really would. And so I just begin to thank God for how he's made you.
Mm-hmm.
Because God took time to create all of us in our own unique way. And that alone is enough, you know, to thank God for. And to me, that's enough to choose him for. Because nobody else did it. You ask people, who created you? You can go through every history book. You can go through every religion. You know? All of these different studies. Every ideology. You go through it all. But still, at the end of the day, the number one, the Almighty God creates you. All these other gods might have influenced people into doing things, but they didn't create you. So I sought after the one that gave me life. If you can have the sun shine and the sky didn't fall on me, birds to chirp, wind to blow, trees, you could create all this and me? Man, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I choose you. I need to talk to you. I need to thank you. I need to give you much appreciation. And just thank God for that. So just thank God for simplifying things for us in the body of Christ. Can make your things plain. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get into answering some calls tonight. See a few of you all have buzzed the line. And we're going to go down the line. Let's get it started. We're just going to do it our old regular way tonight. 251-342. Latrice, I believe that's who that is.
Yes, it's me.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm hanging tough. How are you all?
Great, great. We are in the house tonight. We are here. You got anything you want to share before we get started, before we pray?
Not at the moment. I'm studying. I got to take the test tomorrow, but God, I'm sure he has it.
Yeah.
And he's good all the time, in spite of.
All the time. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another opportunity and a moment, Lord. We thank you right now for the trees. We thank you for the cocoon.
Yes.
Thank you for the cocoon. I started studying bugs. And the reason is because we, Terrence and I, where our house is being built, is kind of a rural part, so there's different bugs and wildlife. And I want to kind of know how to identify them. And something that I keep seeing in my study is how ugly cocoons are. When butterflies go through that, I can't remember what they call it, chrysalis, I can't remember. But those cocoons are ugly. I'm like, man, that thing is ugly. It'd be hanging. It looks like some dried snot. And then this ugly cocoon. And then, you know, when, of course, when the butterfly emerges, it's beautiful. And I've been seeing different types of butterflies. But I see you're in a cocoon phase in an area of your life, and it's ugly. You know, it's just not nice to look at aesthetically, but what it's doing is not ugly. But from the outside,
right.
I mean, it feels like, man, this don't look the way I thought it was going to look. You know, this is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're
right.
That phase is about to open up, like that cocoon cracks open and that beautiful butterfly. So it's housing something very beautiful, because something is happening, and as it's going through its metamorphosis and it's changing from whatever it is before, some sort of insect, and then it goes through that metamorphosis, and while it's in this ugly shell, it's turning into something very beautiful and something free. You know,
wow.
And what I'm seeing is that this ugly phase, or this thing that looks ugly, because it's not ugly, in fact, that's not a fact, it's just, it looks from eye view to be ugly, but what's going on really on the inside is something very beautiful and something that's going to set you free, because
thank
whom the
Lord.
Sun sets free is free indeed. So it's, you're just going through this thing that looks ugly and, you know, maybe look a little difficult, but it's setting you up for true freedom. It's just a phase. It's just a phase, but the beauty of it is there. It's just hidden. It's like when the butterfly's in the cocoon. You can't see it because it's hidden by this ugly cocoon, but that cocoon has a purpose. It's doing something, you know, and so even this thing, this phase that you're in, but even though, again, it's just an appearance of ugly, it's doing a work. It's working for you. And it's creating something. It's changing something. It's changing something that, because before a butterfly has wings, it's an insect, and it can crawl. So, it can get around, but it's different getting around with some legs versus getting around with some wings. So all getting around ain't created equal. So, and so that's what God is doing, like with this thing, you're going through a metamorphosis. It's creating something. Not only is it going to be beautiful, but it's going to give you freedom, and it's going to give you where you could go where you need to go. And it's going to speed up what God is doing. Because it's like, again, if a butterfly is, when it's a little wormy thing, and it needs to get somewhere across the street, it's going to take forever to inch over there versus if it needs to fly over there, it's going to be there. So you're even going to move quicker. You're going to elevate faster. What should have took X amount of time is going to be way faster because of you, that thing taking flight, so to speak.
Glory.
We thank you, Father God, for the metamorphosis Is that going on from
yes.
going from something that looks to be ugly, like that those ugly butterfly cocoons, but really on the inside, something beautiful is taking place. There's a transition that's going on, and then when that thing emerges and you see what has happened, it's going to be beautiful and free. Because Lord, we know you're the one that creates the butterfly. It can go through its metamorphosis because of what you have already spoke, what you have designed. So we get to see the beauty of your work, and we get to see the work of your hand when the butterfly emerges. And so we thank you, Father God, that Latrice is going to see the work of your hand. She's going to see what's really been going on while she's cocoon, so to speak. She's going to see the work of your hand, which already spoke, was already in motion. When it's revealed, when that freedom comes to play, and when she's able to take flight and elevate and move around quicker. And we just thank you for that freedom realm, and just give her the strength, Father God, to just continue to endure and to overcome and to continue to keep her mindset on what you said, to just go through the phase, to go through the necessary phases to get to where you already said she's going to be. You already spoke it, so it's already so. But give her the strength to just go through the process. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And Karen, I do have something to say when you finish.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and say it. Because Lord told me
Nisha said transition. My sister transitioned Mother's Day. And this, I'm the baby of 12, so everybody's a big sister. But she was in ICU for a while, and I told her if she wanted to fight, that I would fight with her, put my faith with her faith. And the Lord allowed me to lead her to salvation. And all the tubes and everything that she had to her, I was studying at that time. And I was like, Lord, even at that minute, you took me to, even when I lose, I win. Because I lost my sister in the natural, but my sister gained eternal life.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, all the pills and everything that she had to take and infusions and all of that, I was able to serve her last pill, and that was the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he made it in, and I was like, it was a very somersome effect, but I was able to celebrate because it matters not when she went in. She'll get the same, which is eternal life. And I thought of that when she said about the transition. So, but it's all good in spite of.
Yeah.
He's ready, and he's given us a chance to get it right.
Yeah,
to get it right, absolutely. Because wow, just to experience it, you know, because that's our ultimate goal, and that's what God has called you for, to help usher people into heaven, to help usher people into heaven, give them opportunity. You know, God places you in places and around certain things and people to give them opportunities to see him, you know, and have the opportunity to receive him, because that's what he promised. He said he's not coming back to the gospel has been preached. The kingdom has been preached to the four corners of the world.
Yeah.
And so that covers everybody. Whether you paid attention to it or not, I know that if you are here, at some point in your life, you heard. point in your life, you hurt. And God gives it to us because he's a God that can't lie. Mm-hmm. And so,
Even with that, I was in school, and they put on the vent like the day before I took finals. And I was like, mm-hmm. okay, God, I got to go up the road. I got to take this test. I got to get back. I got to get to my sister. I went up. I took the test. I passed it in. I broke down. I got back in the car. I had to drive an hour and a half. I couldn't see her. And God mm-hmm. was telling me, hey, you got to usher her to me. You know, I have instructions. And I was like, okay, we got out of school that next day or so. She died mm-hmm. the weekend. I would have been on break for like 8 or 9 days. I only got to do about 2 really because I did her eulogy. So, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, God, you know, you got to speak to me. You know, what do you want? God spoke at 1:45 Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And his hand was all in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, God is just bad to the bone.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Just bad to the bone. And he was just all in it. So even when I lose, I win.
Absolutely. Woo! Absolutely. Always gaining. And
when
just
I can't
see
him, he's mm-hmm. still working. When I can't feel him, he's still working. He's working
yeah.
it out.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Woo! That's the God we serve. That's the God we
yeah.
serve. He's mad at the world. We literally have to want for nothing.
Yeah,
we literally don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is set our minds to focus on him and to believe and put our faith out there. Just become vulnerable to him. Open up to him, and he'll show us great and mighty things that we know not of. We don't even know about.
Matter what you believe.
Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. I am really, really grateful that God used you in that hour.
Oh, yeah, he did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Wow. That's amazing. Wow. You got anything else you want to share?
No, I got to go back and study.
Got to study a little bit. Wow. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So thank y'all for you. Yes. Yes. The song says, God is able.
Yes, sir.
God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. God is able. God
Hallelujah.
Is able. God is able, and he won't fail.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm.
Yeah.
He's
Hallelujah.
Able. He's able.
Well able.
You know, because one thing God has really shared with me over the years, Latrice, is not to be afraid to die. I've always had a fascination about, you know, death per se, and I've learned to rejoice. I've learned to have a believer's mentality when it came down to death, our transition. That's, it's time at that moment to rejoice. You know, I used to, as a kid, when you first hearing that, you like, how? How can I rejoice? The person I love ain't here no more.
Right.
But that's why you got to get in the word, and you got to walk in the faith, and you got to understand the principle and really understand what the truth is. You know, there is life. Heaven is where life resides.
Mm-hmm.
No death is there. We are coming here. We are from eternity coming into temporary to go back to eternity.
Yes.
See, we're coming into a temporary situation to heed warning to everybody else that's in the same temporary state that doesn't believe that eternity exists, and give them an opportunity to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior so that it can secure their eternity in heaven, so they shall live in peace. They shall live where every day is howdy, howdy, never goodbye. Every year is the year of Jubilee. Every month, the month of May. It's a beautiful street paved with gold. We don't have to worry about sickness. Pain doesn't reside there. Hatred doesn't reside there. But everything that's good does. Everything that's wonderful does. Everything that's peaceful does. Mm-hmm. Anything that's great and marvelous, all of that is there. All of that. And so we come here on our assignments to get to know Jesus from our flesh perspective and learn to, okay, I got to die in this flesh. Because now I know, okay, it's a battle between the spirit and this flesh. I know the things in the past, you know, it doesn't have a good end for me. So I got to keep build this spirit up. I got to build it up so I can sit and I can learn to walk in the spirit even while I'm still living in the flesh.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that takes some focus. That takes a made-up mind. That takes a true believer to do
that. We have dual citizenship in heaven and on earth.
Absolutely.
Already been settled in the heavens, and it's in root the earth. It's appointed once to die and twice to live. If you live right, you can die right. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. That's all the truth.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Yes. Jesus. Wow, that's rich. That's rich. Wow, that's rich. Amen.
That's from two of my mentors that are deceased. They warn, if you live right, you can die right. You won't have to worry about them again.
Oh. Wow. That's that good, solid word. That uncompromising word right there. Like, when they said that, they meant it. Like,
there ain't no alternative.
You can try to fix it up if you want to. They'd be like, get your little crazy stuff on up out of here.
Keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Your name, God.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Good stuff.
A whole lot of nothing to say, huh?
I knew it was gonna come out.
Oh. Hey, what's in the field come up and out?
Let's say, go on and get it up out of you. Just go ahead. Yes, on. Wow.
Your name,
wow.
God.
Wow.
That's hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is well.
Wow. It is well. You got anything else you want to share?
No, actually, I don't at this time, Terrence. You
okay.
Now you can pray, Terrence.
That's right. I don't care about the prayer.
No, that's what I need. I need it.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we just
my soul needs consolation. I find it from Genesis to Revelation. I need a word.
You get it. You finna get this word. Lord, we thank you tonight for Latrice, Father God. We just come touching and agreeing with her on every promise that you've made. The promises that God has made in your life have been yes and amen. If he said it, that settles it. And there's a process that we have to go through. There's a development that we have to go through to be prepared for that particular time in our lives. And you're coming to the end of that process, because this is manifestation season. This is the manifestation year. And so a lot of us in the body of Christ have been budding at different times this year.
Right.
And so for some, they hadn't budded yet, but they will. Because this is the year that it begins, you know, that the body of Christ and the believers are getting the return on the seed sown. And so some of us will we'll get into it. But Lord, you said this is the year. Yes. This is the year for the believers to receive. Okay, but Lord, I'm a believer and I ain't received yet. But this is the year. Regardless of the time that you receive what God has promised you, he said it has begun now. And so you have to be patient. You have to endure. Because your brother might have received theirs, your sister might have received theirs, but and you're still waiting. So just keep waiting and wait with the anticipation in knowing that your turn is coming. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. And so God is really he's really teaching you how to prepare others to wait, preparing others the benefit, you know, the setting the mindset that you have to have when you're in your waiting period, when you're in your moment before, like Tanisha was saying, before the cocoon cracks, you still have to wait till the cocoon gets to a particular place in its development so you can crack through, because the cocoon is also there for a particular time to protect you, because you ain't ready for the element in the stage that you're in.
So it
hardens and it protects you. And so it's people that really don't understand that they are being protected. They're so ready to be developed and to be what God has told them that they're going to be, and to be able to do what God has told them that they're going to be able to do. But it's a very serious part of the process to wait till you're fully developed. And that's why God has allowed you to go through these things so that you're going to be able to teach these things about the importance of being developed, the importance of waiting and learning how to endure, and learning how to endure with the right attitude and understanding that everything flows in God's timing and the benefits of timing, the benefits of season, the benefits, because God deals with believers, especially he sifts out all of that envy, you know, because you got a lot of believers that are jealous of one another. A lot of believers are jealous of other believers' gifting.
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't give me that, Lord? Why they got to have that? But you missing out on what you've been gifted to have. Trying to crack through the cocoon before it's time, and you done pretty much killed yourself because now you're undeveloped. You're not going to basically survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's going to really share that and put that in your spirit, the importance of waiting, the importance of waiting and developing and waiting on your time and understanding that there's a time set for all of us, mm-hmm. all of us. And everybody don't arrive at the same time, and neither does we do we all get the same type of thing. But we always get it in the same type of value. We get it in the same type of value because it's what we need. God always gives us what we need. And some of us need different things in our lives. And so it's really gonna really help people, teach people really how to really trust and to put their faith out there wholeheartedly and not serve them with the lip service, but really serve them with their life.
Yes, yes, Lord.
That's what I
get. It ain't my fault. It's just my time.
Hey, man.
Oh, that's for my dear friend, Prophet Suggs. It ain't my fault. It's just my time.
Wow.
Yep.
All
the years in school, they teach you that there are only four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. But the
mm-hmm.
Bible declares that there's a thing called due season. And we get ready to walk in it.
Yeah. Due season. I like this.
Oh,
I like
this.
Yeah.
Season. It is old to us.
Wow.
Due
season.
Just because he's just that kind of God.
Yeah, he is. He's just that kind of God. Wow.
Yes, I do thank you, and I know somebody is like, why don't they get off their phone?
They learn to
say that. But I want to let you guys know how much you mean to us, especially to me, for such a time as this. Sometimes I just listen to feed my spirit what I need and to keep it going. So don't ever despise small beginnings. What God has ordained for you guys, he will maintain it.
Yes.
We do tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
You all have an excellent remainder of the day.
You too. You do the same. This has been a blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Keep me up.
Always. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
My machine had nothing to say. So just open up. Let it flow. 754-240. Who we speaking with?
Hey, Tanisha, Terrence, this is Donald.
What's up,
Donald? Donald, Tanya from Miami.
Hey, I should have known.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
D and T.
You should have known. Should have known.
We got D and T on with T and T.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, man. Yeah, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's get this one cracking. Hold on, man. I saw a rainbow. All right. When I began it, when you were talking, I saw a rainbow, and it's like, you know, the rainbow God used as a sign of after the flood, that he won't flood the earth again. And that was a sign of his promise,
mm-hmm.
The rainbow. And when you look at the rainbow in, let's see, let me look up what they say the rainbow means. But the rainbow has a collage of colors. I know, as we always see, like, what, red, yellow, green, blue. Kind of see like a dark purple, light purple. It's beautiful. The rainbow is beautiful. And God says, like, how people can take what's been made beautiful and take what it's been made for and take things totally out of context and use it improperly and use it as basically like it's a slap in God's face. It's like a slap in his face to not recognize what this is for. And us as the body of believers, these are things that we should know. And then we look at in our world how things are, and you see things are being used in the earth and what its purpose is and being defined for in the earth contradicts what it was used and defined for in Scripture. And so God is going to use you, Donald, to speak. Use you to speak and to remind people what God says and what God says you should use this for. Because we are in that time. We're not entering a time. We are in that time where people are misusing what God has given. They're using it wrong, and they're saying it's right. They're using it wrong and saying it's right, and taking what's right and saying that it's wrong. And God's using you to bring clarity. He's going to use you in a way that's very, like, kind of subtle, but very impactful, because it's so pure when you share it. It comes from God's heart. Like, it's going to come from God's heart, and it's really going to be shared amongst believers. God's going to use you to really impact believers, because if you say you're a believer, it's like a cat And you say, man, look, if you own the team, you got to contribute. You ain't just on the team just to be on the team. Nobody should be on anybody's team and not contributing. You don't make the team if you can't contribute. And you got a lot of people saying that they are a part of the winning team, but they're not contributing to the winning team's goals. And what the winning team, how the winning team runs their team and how they play. It's a certain way that us as believers play, dog. At least it's a certain way we should be playing. There are things that we should be doing that we are not doing. And we allow, and it's like it's time to play defense. But you just on the court or on the field, and you're not doing anything that a defensive player is supposed to do. Just letting the running back run wide. You just letting the quarterback throw, receive a catch. You just letting linemen block you. You're on the court, man, just letting the man come down with the ball, dunk all on you, pull up for three, swish in between the legs, all on you. All on you. And that's how I see the world right now doing the body of Christ. Because we ain't playing no defense. We ain't trying to block no shots.
Mm.
We ain't trying to steal the ball. You know, we ain't trying to tackle that running back or intercept that pass. We ain't doing it. We just out there in line up in position, but when the ball snapped, we just froze. But God's going to use you like a coach to speak to your team of believers so that they can start producing and performing like they're supposed to perform in the position and the roles that they play.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be done. Because if you're going to be a part of the team, you're going to have to contribute. And this is just not regular people. These are leaders that you're talking to. You know, the starters. These are the starters. You know what I'm saying? These ain't the bench riders. You know, these ain't the subs. Although they have their roles, they have to play too, but these are starters. You know, these are your leaders on the team. And God is going to give you a platform. He's going to give you a voice to speak to these leaders. You know, ask them, hey, what's going on, man? You know, man, they running right past you, bro. I mean, they blocking you clean to the end zone. Dude dunking on you with his eyes closed, man. Dude shot with one hand on you. And they scoring. The score is getting out of hand. You can't let it get too far gone, because then you're going to be, what they always say in sports, you're going to be playing against the clock. And I don't care how good you get the plan. If you don't score the points that's needed to win that game in the allotted amount of time that's left, you lose. And them folks really got it together, man. They still lost. I didn't lose, but it's about, they ran out of time. And I see a lot of leaders right now running out of time. They're in their position where they're basically playing against the clock almost. Some of them are really playing against the clock. The guy's using you to still give them that opportunity that they need to get the other players ready. The other players ready to come in, because you got the subs that's ready to play. And if your leaders ain't fired up, subs ain't really fired up either. Like, man, shoot, what I'm be fired up for? go out here and get broke up. Y'all ain't doing nothing. I ain't gonna be the only one over here, you know, because that's a subs mentality. A leader don't go regardless. You're a leader for a reason. You're in it for this for a reason. And so you're going to be able to identify who are the true leaders and who's not. Because it's time to play ball. It's time to call things out for what they are in the season. And God's going to use you to do that. He's going to use you to do that, to call out the obvious, to have a voice that says, no, that is not right. And then impact you with the wisdom that's needed and the articulation to be able to not only understand it, but to articulate it to where others understand it. You're going to break it down on all different type of levels. That's what I really see you doing. I really see you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Really see you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing it. Seeing the obvious that other people are turning a blind eye to. You can't close your mouth on it. You got to say something. No, I ain't turn no blind eye. I see this. This is a problem. And I'm gonna tell you why it's a problem. Because if you don't see that this is a problem, that means you are part of the problem. And I'm addressing problems because I know the problem solver. And the problem solver has given me the solution to this. But first we have to identify that we have a problem. And you got people that's just going along with things. Just tapped in, just going along with everything. You know, just ignorant. Got a whole lot of ignorant people out there right now. And foolish ones. But God is going to use you to bring knowledge to the ignorant. And tame the fool. Confound the wise. Because you see there's a problem. And this is again for for believers. This is for believers. People that's in position and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You got this broadcast going on, but all this other stuff being broadcast on the earth and you ain't got nothing to say about that? You got this feels good. See, it's the difference between the walking and understanding living out of the prophetic versus somebody that just knows, they just know how to preach. They know how to prepare a sermon. But they ain't hearing from God presently. They ain't riding away. They got a series. They got series lined up for the next 5 years on what they're gonna preach on, and ain't finna deviate from it because that's their business. But God gonna use you to call that out as a problem. You let your business get in the way of God's business. And Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. So if you ain't about the Father's business, you out of business, basically. You don't have no business in position. You don't have no business. And God's going to use you for that, Donald. He's going to use you mightily. You're going to have a team around you that's going to support you. And that's going to be like the many yous. An extension of you that's going to share the same passion and drive to get this work done, because it's time for Satan to get this work for real. It's time. for the believers to stand up for real. It is time.
Amen.
Quiet season is over. Blind eye season is over. Like Latrice said, it's we in due season right now. And I'm talking about D.O. It's due season. It's time for the believers to do. To do. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you for Tanya tonight, Father God. We just thank you for systems. God, really showing you how to manage systems. Orchestrate systems and put systems in place to run things. Because systems is not bad. You know, systems is God given. But you got bad people that get involved in systems, bad spirited people that get involved in systems and corrupt systems and turn and use systems for evil instead of using systems for good. But God's given you systems to use for good. 2 Corinthians 9. Let's go here. 2 Corinthians 9. Lord gave me this the other day. This has been in my spirit all week. But this is for you as well. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I'm going to read from the King James Version first, and then I'm going to go to the Passion Translation, and I'm going to let Tanisha come on. Man, Lord, man, y'all pulling tonight. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. That's King James Version. Just in case you didn't understand that, listen to it this way. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. And so I'm going to break it down very quickly how the Lord gave it to me the other day. So Tanya, yes, Tanya, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace. So there are different forms of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything in every moment and in every way. Said he will make you, Tanya, overflow with abundance. Notice he didn't say in abundance, but with. Like, abundance is with you. You know, abundance is not carrying you. Abundance is with you. Abundance is walking with you. And so in every good thing you do, and so the systems, hallelujah, the systems that God gives you to put together is to bring forth good things. And long as your system continue to obey that principle of good things and abide by good things, and that your system is built on the foundation of good things, you're going to always have this consistency in your life. You ain't gonna lack for nothing. In no moment and in no way. So if Satan comes to you and says anything opposite of what the word of God says, you know who it is. And you know how to handle it. Well, I know that's a lie. You call it what it is. I know that's a lie. That doesn't live here. That's not what God told me. So God didn't say it doesn't matter. Because only what you do for him is going to last. And I just thank God for what he's opening you guys up to. But Come on, Tanisha.
Yes, mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For Donald, I got Psalm 1:3. This is what the Lord said He's doing with you. This is you. And He will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. And this is the reason why this is what God is doing with you. So we're going to start with Psalm 1. We're going to read 1 through 2. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of scoffers, ridiculers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, his precepts and teachings, he habitually meditates day and night. This is the reward of you because you don't walk in the counsel of the wicked. You don't listen to their advice and or their example. You don't stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down the rest of the seat of ridiculers, scoffers. But you delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law, his precepts and teachings, you habitually meditate day and night. And because of that, again, verse 3 says, and he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. That is the word. Whatever you do. Because see, when you're not walking in with the wicked, you're not walking with the world, you're not taking their advice, you're not sitting with them, you're not eating with them, you're not supping with them, you're not doing the things that they do, and you're allowing God's laws to be on your mind, because it says that on his laws, he habitually meditates day and night. Meditation has to do with the mind. So because you're having God's ways of teaching on your mind constantly, day and night, this is why whatever you do will prosper. Because there's no room for the wicked. You're not giving room to the enemy. Because you're not sitting with the people. You're not eating with them. You're not listening to their advice. You're not even thinking on the things that they put out there.
Right.
So what you basically done is you set yourself up to prosper because you're not giving any room, no crack, no crevice to the enemy. So Lord, we just thank you for Donald, Father God. We thank you for him being a true man of God. And we thank you that others will see the success in you in his life. And when they ask him, he'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. It's not a Donald thing. It's because of what he's doing. It's because he's being a doer of the word. So it's open to anybody. People will get jealous, and it's not even about the person. It's about the person just doing, following the instructions. And if they followed the instructions, they would get the same success. But they're too busy making it about the person. So use Donald to teach people that you're no respecter of persons. It's about just being a doer and not giving room to the enemy. If you want to prosper in all ways, that's how you prosper in all ways, by not giving room to the enemy. And if we're keeping your word, Father God, in the forefront of our minds, we're thinking on it, we're meditating on it day and night, then we're careful to do it. And that sets us up for success and prosperity. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we just thank you right now for Tanya. We thank you that like I see you, what people would call a boss, right? There's just different terms that the world uses, and that's what the world would call you, right? A boss. That's that she's a boss, and the world describes a boss as somebody who like is in charge. You know, they run things. But a lot of the times the world will envy that, and they don't understand the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears people have to beat, you know, have to go through to be. But in reality, God is setting you up to where you have control over your time, so that you can do the things that you want to do, not where you have to do them. You know, a lot of people have to do certain things so that they can survive. It's just part of, you know, most people think that's just part of life. You know, it's part of income. You have to work. That's what people think. You want to think you have to do that. But God is setting you up to where you don't have to do anything except for the things that you desire to do. And God is going to give you the desires of your heart. So in reality, you're going to be doing the things that God wants you to do. Mm-hmm. But he's freeing up your time. And people from the outside, they're going to, oh, she's a boss. You know, it's going to make them feel some sort of way. I've told you guys this before. People are going to be jealous of you. You know, and I don't say that lightly because I know myself. I hate when people are jealous of me. I've never liked that, even when I was a child. I see some people, you know, they post things and they want haters and they want all this stuff. If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right. I'm like, what? Who wants haters? Who wants people to be jealous of them? I've never understood that. But people are going to be jealous because that's the guy. And you're going to explain to them, it's not about me being a boss. It's about me being obedient. I'm obedient. And because I'm obedient and because I'm faithful and because I've allowed myself to be a slave to Christ, freed up my time. Because God don't trust everybody. Everybody's not worthy of trust. So he's entrusted me with my time because he knows that I'm going to use it wisely, and he knows that I'm going to ask him, what do you want me to use it for? It's no different than when a person who's, you know, not faithful with a little bit, they're not going to be faithful with a lot. Why would God give some of these people a lot of time for them to just goof off with it and just be trying to show off and do all this stupidity? Well, they don't need the time. Mm-hmm. They need to be clocking in from 8 to 5. Because if they had the free time to do it, they would just be causing more problems and contributing to the rot in society. So they don't need their time to do that. Mm-hmm. But God freeing up your time is because he trusts you with your time. Because you've been faithful with the time that you have. Mm-hmm. So he's going to free up your time because he knows you're not going to be frivolous with it. It's like he's not going to give a person $1 million if it's going to go, you know, buy a Ferrari and take fancy trips and post it online and then make it rain and do all this crazy. You don't need $1 million if that's what you're going to do. But if you, God gives you $1 million and you tithe and you invest it and you ask him, what do you want me to do with the money, Lord? And you do it. And guess what? It becomes a cycle where you keep getting it back and you keep getting it back because you can't outgive God. So he would trust you with it. And it's no different with your time. He trusts you with your time. And so when people say, oh, you're a boss, don't you look at Tanya, she's a boss. You're going to say, I'm obedient. Get it right. Put that B in its right place. I'm obedient. I'm obedient. Just like that, I'm obedient. Press that B. Because they're going to go, oh, you're a boss. Because, you know, when they say you're a boss, they don't just say, you're a boss. They don't say it all light. You're a boss. They say, you're a boss. You know, there's an emphasis on the B, boss. So tell them, I'm obedient. So if you want to get to this status, quit looking at Instagram and all these fake phonies and get with the real program. But there's a cost to be the boss. There is a cost. You have to surrender. It's not about what you want to do. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Lord? What are we doing with the day that you gave me? It's not my day.
Right.
It's not even my life. What do you want me to do with it, Lord? And I bet you the same people going, never mind, I don't want to do that. Because I got plans for what I want to do in my time. Nah, God got plans what he wants to do with his time. It's not your time. He gave it to you. We all on borrowed time. We don't own it. It's arrogant. We be thinking, oh, yeah, next Tuesday. You don't know that. You don't even know if you're going to be given no time next Tuesday. You don't know if you're going to be around next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's not our time. It's God's time. And he's allowed us to partake in it. And you're going to teach people that, how to surrender and to quit comparing and quit trying to covet what other people got and just surrender and see what God has for you. And by the time you get it, that, yeah, you might right now be craving your time because you want to travel and do all this stuff. But when you surrender, by the time you get that time, you won't even have the same desires because there'll be a swap out. He's going to swap out the things that you are coveting and give you the desires and put desires in your heart. Mm-hmm. And then even when you have the time to travel and do all that, you know, it's not going to, because of the same motivation. not to show off. It's going to be to really refresh or to really explore the world or to really have an opportunity to go somewhere else and learn customs and cultures for the purpose of ministry. So, Tanya, that's what I see. So, Donald, you're going to be teaching people how to have true prosperity, not just having money. Somebody having money is not somebody having prosperity. I've seen people with money, it's like a hole burns in their pocket. They can't keep it. Like they get butterfingers. It just slips as quick as it's in their hand, it's out. That's not true prosperity. Having money and being prosperous is not the same. And you're going to teach people how to have true prosperity. And Tanya, you're going to teach people how to be obedient and get their time freed up, what they call a boss, where you can do the things that you want to do. But they're going to realize that you're not just doing the things that you want to do. You're doing what God wants you to do. And then all that other stuff added on to you. You're not seeking the stuff. It's just added to you because of what you're doing for the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for Donald and Tanya, Lord. We thank you for the obedience and sacrifice that it's not gone unnoticed by you, Father God. It's not gone unnoticed.
Amen.
And that they are coming into that season where they're going to see the fruit of their sacrifice and the fruit of their faithfulness, Father God. Fruit of their faithfulness and use them, Father God, to be an example to the body of Christ that it's not even about the stuff and the things and those things come, but it's about seeking first the kingdom of God. Use them as example of kingdom seekers. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah,
all
so good stuff.
Every word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nah, that's powerful. Yeah. Yeah. What you guys were saying, it was so much, man. I know one thing. There's two things that's coming to mind. One is on Tanisha, you speaking, and I know probably last week or 2 weeks ago, like God just been telling me that, you know, he just been saying like the rain is coming. You know, the rain is coming. And then I was just asking him. And I was just asking him, like, well, okay. I was asking him, what is it coming? Like, I said, do I have to pray for the rain? Or I was just hearing rain. I was just hearing rain. And I was just like, okay, God, do I have to, you want me to pray for the rain? Or you're like, no, it's coming. He just said, it's coming. Like, you don't have to do anything. It's coming. And it was basically for everything that was planted, like all the things that was planted along the years, all the seeds that's been planted, it's like he's going to rain. He's going to rain on it. And it's going to bear fruit. And so it's like when you guys talk about the trees and the fruits and all this is just coming to mind. Yeah. That was the first thing Terrence mentioned was like the rainbow and the promises. And that's what we've been really focusing on. We've been really pressing about the promises and stuff like that. And by God saying like the rain is going to come. And the funny thing is it haven't been raining in Florida, you know, too much. But as soon as, this was like the beginning of June, like June 1st. And as soon as June 1st, it started raining, pouring the next day for like 2-3 days. So every day I would take pictures and I would send it to Tanya. I said, the rain is coming. The rain is here. Like, it's here.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. And we saw a double rainbow. We never seen that. We seen a double rainbow after like the rain and everything like that. And,
wow.
So that was powerful. But also what you were speaking on about, you know, about the leaders and speaking, it's like I've been going there in prayer, and lately, like, it's like, you know, God has it. Usually when I go in prayer, you know, I go all in. I, you know, I'm talking to God, I'm worshiping, I'm praising, I'm speaking in tongues, everything. But it's like it's just been quiet this time. It's like God just wanted me to be quiet and basically read his word, like feed upon his word, and just meditate on his word. And he's just been making me fall in love again with his word. And one verse that stuck out to me when I was reading, and I had posted this on Facebook, but it was Hebrews 5, 12, where it said, you know, this is the NLT version. It said, this is Paul talking, well, the author of Hebrew, But he said, you have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. I mean, just like how you were saying, Terrence, earlier about believers, and speaking to believers. And this is, I just wanted to post that to the believers, you know, to us, you know, and just that, you talk to a lot of people. They say, oh, I've been serving Christ since 1980 or whatever, however long. And we don't know the word. You know, we don't know the word that God gives us. You know, like, we don't know the word. We don't know the word, and we don't act upon on certain things that we should be mature in at this particular point. Like, if you've been walking with God, if God been in your life and you've been saved for whatever, how long, but your fruit is not shown, like, you're making the same mistakes. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but you're making the same mistakes that somebody new is making. Like, you should be mature at this point, or there's certain teachings that, okay, you should be elevated, you know, so now we can move on. So sometimes we asking God, like, man, why I'm still in the same space, still, like, you're still a baby. You haven't matured. You haven't grown. So just like my kids, it's like, yeah, you, when you progress, and I see, it's not about your age. It's like, when I see that you're maturing and you deserve certain things, you know, then I'll upgrade you or something like that, or treat you a different way. So what you guys have been speaking of is exactly where God has us for real.
Wow. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, you get that confirmation that God is letting you know, yes, you gave in this thing right. Then he gives you something to look forward to as well, because especially when he's showing you, okay, you got this right, but listen to this here too. So I'm letting you know you're on track.
Yeah.
And so this is what's to come.
Amen.
So begin to have the expectation for what has been stated.
Amen.
Like, that's who you are. Like, you're not becoming anything. That's who you are. You are being developed. But that's who you are. You've been there. Like, Denise was sharing yesterday, and like God gave me a similar word with her, but like, David was king before he was king naturally, before everybody witnessed who he was. He was our God had already said who he was.
Yeah.
So y'all got to understand that y'all are already these people. Y'all are already witnesses. Like, Christ was Christ before he came. We witnessed. When he was here, he had witnesses. But he was who he was from the beginning. So you guys are already there. Y'all are already multi-heirs. You know, I can't even put a limit on it. Multi-heirs, you know. I can't put a limit on it. Because I don't know how much God has for you. You know, what I may think is a lot for me may not be nothing for what he got for y'all. Because he's the source. He's the source, and you guys always remember that, man. Know that God is the source, and everything in this earth is a resource. And so we go to the source first to find out what resource he wants us to tap into. That's it. That's it. That is it. That's it. We like hoses. You know, like you know how firemen or plumbers have to tap into a particular line, you know, lock into a particular line to run water through this line so it can go here and go there. And that's how I look at us. You know, they are tapping into the water source, but they're using resources, you know, to move the source through. And so God is looking for people that he can use to get the source to it. Like we are resources that carry the source, a resource. We're a source carrier.
And so in order for somebody else to get the source,
you know, we got to be connected so it can flow through. And so that's what you want. The resources that God connects you with so he can get through. He can get through. It's simplified. Man, we thank y'all. We got to go. I just looked at the time. We got to clear it up for Red. Get on, man. You know, I get to going. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I get to going. I
got my blessed.
Moment.
We are blessed.
Wow. But we love y'all. Y'all take it easy. And we just thank God for all that he's done and you guys are about to see. Love on them babies. The baby that's in the womb right now, we just thank God for their protection and health, you know, over their womb and over their child right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, just protection over all of your children in Jesus' name. Everything that you touch, it changes for the better. Everything you touch changes for the better in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Man, we thank everybody for joining us. We're going to clear it up for Randy to get on. Tonight is Wednesday. He normally prays over everyone tonight. And so I'm going to get off so y'all can get a chance to get in line and get your hands up. God bless y'all. We love y'all from PGN, from our household to you all. We pray God continue to shower his love and blessings upon you all daily, and that we desire a closer walk and a closer interest in him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you all. We love y'all. Good night.
Good night.